Welcome to the Teaching Space podcast, coming to you from Guernsey in the Channel Islands. Hello and welcome to episode 120 of the Teaching Space podcast. It's Martine here. Thank you so much for joining me. In this episode, I'm going to share a number of tips for mentoring a trainee teacher or trainer. This episode topic was requested by Ashley in the Teaching Space community. She said, I would love to hear about the most beneficial things you can have a student teacher do before exiting the program and teaching on their own. This is my first time having a student teacher. Thank you so much, Ashley, because that is a brilliant question. In this podcast, I'm going to do my best to respond to it, but my focus will be general advice for those mentoring trainee teachers or new trainers. And the reason the advice is going to be quite general is that I don't have expertise in sectors outside of corporate and further education. I have tried to do some research to give the best, most rounded response I can, though. One of the things that I did is chat to my wider Twitter network, and I'm going to share some of their suggestions in a short while. I am mindful that this is a massive area, and this is going to be quite a short episode, so I am not going to attempt to cover everything. Incidentally, I mentioned that Ashley contributed this idea in the community. Every now and again, when I am planning for the podcast, I will pop into the community and I'll say, does anyone have any topic suggestions for the podcast? So if you would like to be involved in shaping the podcast in the future, the best thing you could do is join the community by hopping over to community.theteachingspace.com. Now onto the episode. I'm going to split it into three sections. First, I'll share some of the helpful information I got from my Twitter network about mentoring trainee teachers. Then I'll share some previous podcast episodes that I think will be helpful. I've focused on the most recent episodes that I think are relevant. And finally, I will share some top tips from my own experience, having mentored several trainee teachers in further education and also candidates going through QTLS, which in FE is what they do just after their teacher training. So that's Qualified Teacher Learning and Skills, and also ATS, which is Advanced Teacher Status. Let's start with my Twitter response then. One of my favourite responses was from Nikki. I will link to Nikki's Twitter in the show notes, but you can find her at Nikki Tell, which is N-I-K-K-I-T-E-L. And she said, I encourage them to consider their mental health from the outset and to understand it's okay to not know everything. I try to help them realise that if they don't feel that they excel, it's only for now. They don't excel yet. I love this, Nikki. What a great tweet and so wise. I don't think we place enough emphasis on trainees considering their mental health as a priority. We know teaching is a tough job. Let's help our trainees start by prioritising their own mental health, because ultimately they're going to be better teachers for it. Nikki's recommendation also put me in mind of Carol Dweck's The Power of Yet. I'll link to a TEDx talk I found by Carol Dweck that goes into a bit more information on this, but essentially Dweck is the growth mindset person, and the idea of the power of yet is that when you don't achieve something, it's not a case that you've failed, you just haven't achieved it yet. And that tweak in language is powerful, both with trainees and with our own students. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will know why I think this is such good advice. And it just makes me think of the oxygen mask thing. When you're on a plane in the event of an emergency, you are advised to put your own oxygen mask on before you help anyone else. And I know it's a little bit cheesy and I've mentioned it before, but Nikki's recommendation is very much saying this. You have to look after yourself before you're able to look after others. So I loved that. Thanks for contributing, Nikki. Andy on Twitter, who you'll find on there as Guru Teaching, shared an article on this exact topic that he wrote a while ago, and I will include a link to it on the show notes. One thing I loved about Andy's article is his point about showing your trainee how far they've come. Andy said, "Finally, it helps our trainees to see not just where they are going, but also where they have been. It's too easy for them to be uber busy planning lessons, dealing with behaviour incidents, giving feedback and learning new subject knowledge for tomorrow's lesson. Sometimes they simply can't see the progress they're making. Set aside some time to step back with them and with a smile on your face, show them how they've grown since the beginning of the course." Again, that's fantastic advice, Andy. I think often as mentors, we can be so focused on the future and what happens next. Sometimes looking back is really important. So I really enjoyed reading that in your article, Andy. Thanks for contributing. Chase Mitsuda on Twitter said, "It boils down to starting with empathy," and he shared a Brené Brown video on empathy, which I'll make sure is in the show notes. He also said, "Believing that we are all learners and teachers who have just started their careers have so much to offer, including fresh perspectives." I love that, Chase. As a mentor, you are in a wonderful position to learn as well as teach. So a great comment there. Thank you. I will make sure I link to Chase's Twitter in the show notes. Jonathan Medeiros on Twitter also added that you as a mentor can help foster curiosity, self-reflection, and adjustment as natural and important skills. I like that you said self-reflection and adjustment there, Jonathan, because actually reflection is really not worth doing if you're not going to adjust and act upon the reflections that you do. So I think that's some really great advice. Thanks for participating. Next up, I'm going to share and comment on a few recent episodes of the podcast that will help anyone mentoring trainees now or in the future. Don't forget, you might need some professional development in order to fulfill the role of the mentor effectively. Some of these episodes will be helpful in this area. I'm going to mention episode numbers only. All you need to do to find the episode is put the following in your browser: theteachingspace.com/ and then the episode number in digits. You'll also find links in the show notes, which are available at theteachingspace.com/120. Following on from Nikki's wise mental health guidance mentioned at the start, it would definitely be worth listening to my recent interview with Guernsey Mind's Chris Chamberlain. You could listen to help you support your trainee better in this area, but you could also direct your trainee to the episode too. It's episode 113, and in it we have a cracking discussion around boundaries. My interview with Joanne Miles about coaching is a must listen. That one is episode 104. Mentoring and coaching are on a spectrum, and you're likely to need to be a mentor some of the time and a coach at other times. Understanding the difference between both approaches is key in giving your trainee what they need from you. Episode 107 is an interview with Vanessa Mee, who shares top tips for newly qualified teachers. Some of the tips Vanessa shares could easily apply to trainee teachers who haven't qualified yet, such as time blocking, looking after yourself as a priority, and planning to do less in the classroom so the students do more. Episode 103 is about managing emails. Often trainees become understandably overwhelmed with the admin aspect of teaching. So being in a position to support and advise them in this aspect of their teacher role is, in my opinion, essential. You can only do this if you're doing a good job of your own admin. So this is where some professional development might be advisable. Similarly, episode 98 is my most recent time blocking episode. It's also worth a listen so you can support your trainee to manage their time. It's time for a quick ad break. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will know I love Notion for project management, writing, collecting resources, tracking my reading. It's basically my second brain. If you want to up your Notion game, I highly recommend Marie Poulin's Notion Mastery course. Find out more at theteachingspace.com/Notion course. And for the final part of the episode, I'm going to share 7 of my own recommendations or tips for mentoring trainee teachers. And these come from my own experience as somebody who has mentored several trainee teachers in FE over the years. The first is my favourite word. You know what's coming. Boundaries. Go through boundaries with your trainee, and there are loads of areas that boundaries need to be looked at. For example, boundaries in terms of how you are going to work with them, how they are going to access you, how that's all going to happen. Go through expectations, make sure you're both on the same page so they can get the most out of the relationship, but also you get something out of the mentoring relationship as well. So maybe expectations is probably a better word for this exercise, but do that right at the beginning. Also, as a mentor, part of your role could be helping your trainee establish boundaries around work, study, and life so they can maximise all of those things while not getting burnt out in the process. When establishing those expectations at the start, I expect you will agree a regular meeting slot for you and your trainee. That's definitely advisable. It's a great way to be available to them. Ideally, you could be available in a few other ways. Discreetly, it might be that you have a WhatsApp set up or something like that. Cover all of this in your expectations. You want to be there for them. Number 3, I think you know what's coming. Model, model, model. You are, as a mentor, a role model. And it's really important that you take that role seriously. Model professionalism and excellence in teaching as often as is humanly possible. You are really going to make a difference in this trainee's career. Just remember that, it's so important. Number 4, facilitate. I don't know about you, but I am a solution finder and often I can perhaps get a little bit too involved in things. It's really easy if your trainee is struggling to want to dive in and do stuff for them. But think about how you work with your students. Sometimes you have to step back and be a facilitator and let them do things themselves. And in that respect, mentoring is quite similar. Be a facilitator where you can. I know some of these things might sound obvious, but they bear repeating and committing to memory in order to create an excellent mentoring experience. Number 5, encourage community participation. Community is different things to different people. It might be joining EduTwitter. Point them in the direction of my podcast episode about this if you like, which you will find at theteachingspace.com/118. Community might also be an action learning set within their group of peers. It could be that they join the Teaching Space community so they can chat to other teachers. It could be the community of the college or school or university you're working for. Just encourage them to participate so they don't feel alone and they have others to reach out to as and when they need it. Number 6, encourage the use of research. Their decisions should be evidence-informed, as should yours. Don't do things because they're trendy or do them on a whim. What does the evidence say? It's likely your trainee is really well placed to do this, but sometimes a reminder is needed. And finally, number seven, perhaps the most exciting part of mentoring a trainee teacher is that you are in a position to help them establish their teacher identity. You don't want them to be a carbon copy of you because you don't necessarily do everything perfectly. Help them explore what kind of teacher they want to be and why. That's just the best bit of mentoring, in my opinion. And that's it. I said it would be a slightly shorter episode today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's been useful. If you'd like to carry on the conversation, then please do so in the Teaching Space community. I would love to see you in there. And we could maybe do a follow-up episode to this one, exploring things in a little bit more detail. Join the community at community.theteachingspace.com. I will see you in there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join me next time. Thank you for listening to the Teaching Space podcast. You can find the show notes for this episode at theteachingspace.com.